Biden regime continues wokeifying the military. By Jose Nino. No institution has been spared by the anti-white mind virus that has thoroughly infected American institutions over the course of the past century. The United States military has been no exception to this trend. According to a report by the Daily Wire, the Department of Defense, DOD, is expected to spend roughly $270 million to advance diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, DEI, principles from fiscal years 2022 to 2024. In the last 3 years, the DOD has ramped up spending on DEI to demonstrate how woke and in tune with the times it is. For example, DEI spending stood at $68 million in fiscal year 2022, with it climbing upward to $86.5 million in fiscal year 2023. However, that figure increased by an additional $28.2 million, bringing the total to $114.7 million, per the DOD's initial request for fiscal year 2024. Should the department's initial request for DEI funding be tacked on to the final bill, the DOD will have spent a total of $269.2 million on diversity schemes during the fiscal years 2022, 2023, and 2024. One of the hallmarks of the Biden regime's control of defense policy has been its zealous promotion of the DEI agenda. The Defense Department's strategic management plan for fiscal years 2022 to 2026 highlighted that one of its principal goals is to inculcate DEI principles across all DOD efforts. The exact specifics of the proposed $114.70 that the DOD called for fiscal year 2024 have yet to be revealed. More details are expected to be released in the forthcoming DEIA 2023 to 2027 strategic plan. The woke rot runs deep, to say the least. A Freedom of Information request of West Point uncovered at the renowned military academy was subjecting cadets to critical race theory indoctrination, which featured a lesson that argued white people enjoy racial privilege in America. In order to understand racial inequality in slavery, it is first necessary to address whiteness, part of the lesson noted. The highest echelons of the U.S. military are completely in the tank for anti-white hate. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley previously defended the teaching of critical race theory in military institutions at a congressional hearing, arguing he wanted to understand white rage. The wokeification of the U.S. military is nothing new. It's part of an ongoing process to undermine the historic American nation, namely, the original white Christian European-derived colonists, explorers, and frontiersmen who settled and created the United States. For the anti-white politicians who dominate American politics, all political bodies are lab rats for their social experiments, consequences be damned. In many respects, the image of the U.S. military and its cousins in the broader national security state and intelligence community have been tarnished after multiple decades of interventionist mischief abroad. As a result, these agencies have embraced pro-diversity policies to boast their woke credentials in an effort to boost recruitment among America's increasingly non-white and socially deviant population that might be initially skeptical of joining the military. It provides a progressive, hip touch to institutions that are otherwise pernicious to the core. Furthermore, U.S. military institutions have embraced the anti-American iconoclasm that has emerged in the wake of the Black Lives Matter mania of 2020. In 2021, Congress created the so-called Naming Commission to set up a list of military facilities with names linked to the Confederate States of America, which could be subject to eventual renaming or even removal. Earlier this year, Confederate Naval Officer Matthew Fontaine Maury saw his name pulled off the U.S. Naval Academy's engineering building. Similarly, West Point removed a portrait of esteemed General Robert E. Lee for simply being a prominent leader of the Confederacy, an institution that is held in utter contempt by court historians and mainstream political pundits today. Rest assured, erasing the history of the Confederacy is just a mere stepping stone. In time, other white figures of American history will be placed on the sacrificial altar of woke iconoclasm. This is more than a debate about public policy. The anti-white transformation of the U.S. military is part of an existential struggle that will determine if the historic American nation will remain intact by the end of the 21st century. The DOD should be concentrated on defending the country, not engaging in woke social experiments or in conflicts in far-flung regions of the globe, in a saner polity. However, for that to take place, the anti-white subversives who have seized control of the levers of political power must be resoundingly defeated. These people are the primary culprits proliferating such noxious ideas in every corner of American society. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com.